USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is expressing anger over the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in federal custody. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
In a written statement from the Department of Justice, Attorney General William Barr is quoted as saying, "I was appalled to learn Jeffrey Epstein was found dead from an apparent suicide while in federal custody. Mr. Epstein's death raises serious questions that must be answered." The press release went on, "In addition to the FBI's investigation, I have consulted with the Inspector General, who is opening an investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Epstein's death. There is now a report that the 66-year-old Epstein was not on watch in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Facility."
A U.S. soldier is dead after being killed on a mission in Iraq. The U.S. military says the soldier was on a mission with Iraqi forces at the time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The protests are continuing this weekend in Hong Kong. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Several thousand people are continuing their protest at Hong Kong's busy international airport. They chanted slogans, set up TV sets to show video of recent protests, and handed out thousands of leaflets explaining the controversy over the proposed extradition law and demands for universal voting rights. In other districts, a group of parents staged separate marches that were approved by the police. They called for better protection for children following incidents in which ordinary people have been caught in clashes between the police and the protesters.
Turning now to the race for 2020, it seems presidential candidate Andrew Yang is getting Elon Musk's support. Yang, a former tech executive, is among more than a dozen Democratic hopefuls campaigning in Iowa on Saturday. From the Iowa State Fair, Yang tweeted that he doesn't expect voters to completely agree with him on everything, but he hopes voters will see that he's trying to solve problems. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million people in the United States suffer from chronic negative thinking. But what can we do to change that? Well, I had a chance to catch up with John Gordon. He's author of a new book titled The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to create that positive environment when we're out with our friends or even at our workplace.
That's a great question. And it starts with you. You have to feed yourself. So that way you can feed others. If you don't have it, you can't share it. So you are contagious. And every day you have to understand you could be a germ or a big dose of vitamin C. I know that sounds maybe a little cheesy or corny, but it's true. And so every day when you're with your friends, when you're with your team, bring that positive energy to them and then try to create the dialogue with the team. Hey, how can we be a more positive team? How can we overcome this adversity that we're facing and be stronger together? And start asking your team some questions. Hey, how connected are we as a team? Can we become more connected? What can we do to be more connected? And you get them to participate. And as you do that, you'll build a stronger team. Thanksgiving, family events, right? You go to your family. Maybe they're more negative. My dad was a New York City cop, undercover narcotic, so he wasn't very positive. He was shot a few times. And so I found with my own family, I had to then try to transform them with positivity instead of letting their negativity affect me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.